You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for your Green and Gold update on Wisconsin Sports Daily, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook.
On 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
With Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
All right, let's get to it. We have a guest today for our Green and Gold update. He is co-owner of JetsXFactor.com, Michael Nania. Follow him on Twitter at Michael_Nania, N-A-N-I-A. Michael, thanks for coming on, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.
First, let me apologize to you for having to cover this team because I cannot imagine it's been all that fun for the last several years.
Oh, yeah, it's a challenge. But, I mean, it builds, you know, fortitude, you know, perseverance. There's a lot of great characteristics that you draw from having to put up with this every single year, you know?
I give you credit, man. That's a great way to look at it. I'd be just an angry ball of hate every day if I had to cover that on a day-to-day basis. So let's talk about kind of where you guys were at last year versus going into this year. Obviously, you know, expectations with Aaron Rodgers and everything else were one thing. Salah had been there for a while. That fizzled out. He ended up in Green Bay by the end of the year as kind of a consultant, I guess, from Matt LaFleur. Talk about living through last year and kind of where Jets fans were by the end of the season and what they were wanting to see in the offseason.
Yeah, I mean, as you said, going into each of the last two seasons, I think the expectations, both internally and externally, were clear. It was to pursue a Super Bowl. That was the intention after where they were prior to acquiring Aaron Rodgers. They really believed they were a quarterback away. And obviously what happened in 2023 and with the season opening injury. And he returns last year and isn't quite the player that they expected. And there were a multitude of issues around him. It wasn't just him. So as that season started to deteriorate, I think Jets fans started to lean towards wanting to start this thing over from a coaching staff perspective. I think that was definitely unanimous among fans. What wasn't unanimous was that quarterback decision. Do you run it back with Aaron Rodgers or do you move on? And ultimately, Aaron Glenn makes the decision to move on from Rodgers, start a clean slate, and try to establish his own sort of culture. And Justin Fields is here now. And, you know, the expectations are sort of somewhere in the middle. I don't think this is a team that expects to rebuild necessarily, but obviously the championship expectations have alleviated. So it's sort of about rebuilding this culture and trying to start something anew and wipe away sort of the stench of the previous regime. I think those are the main goals at the moment.
Aaron Glenn seems to be an interesting choice, I guess, from my perspective, because I don't know if he's solid necessarily, but it's a former player that was with Dan Campbell, who is high intensity and that type of guy. You're talking about a defensive mind again, just like you had in Saleh with the Jets, and now here comes Aaron Glenn. How have these training camp practices been in comparison to what you watched under Saleh?
Yeah, I think there's definitely been a palpable difference for anyone who's been in attendance there. The physicality has been ramped up. They've introduced live tackling drills from the very beginning of camp, pretty much, which is something we didn't see with Salah there. They brought officials back to referee the team drills, which is another thing they didn't have the last few years. And players have talked about the accountability that has been shown in practices, whether it's pulling players after penalties, things like that. It's been noticeable, and the players have spoken on it. So there's been definitely a difference in terms of intensity, intentionality, accountability, some of these things compared to what we saw the last few years with Salah. And we'll see if it translates to wins or not, but there's definitely a different feeling on the practice field so far.
Talking with our guy here in Green and Gold Update, getting ready for the Packers and Jets exhibition game coming up this weekend. He is Michael Nania, co-owner of JetsXFactor.com. Follow him on Twitter at JetsXFactor. Follow Michael himself at Michael_Nania, N-A-N-I-A. What about the quarterback position and the hopes all rest on the shoulders of Justin Fields, who showed from time to time in Pittsburgh that he might be something. I was shocked by how much money he was given. What was the reaction of the fan base, and what is the reaction of the fan base now, having seen him a little bit?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, I think that contract was more than most people expected. I think a lot of people thought it would be a one-year deal, trial basis, but they get him on pretty much a two-year deal here, $30 million guaranteed, so they could cut ties with him after the year. They'd still be on the hook for a little bit next year, but you know, it's a decent contract that shows that they're committed to him for at least this year. And they've spoken about it all offseason. They do want to build an offense that emphasizes what he can do, more so than try to fit him into what their offensive vision is under Tanner Engstrand, who's coming over from the Lions as the OC. So it's Fields' team. He's going to start, but it's definitely been a roller coaster in training camp. He's had some rough practices. He's had some great practices. Tyrod Taylor has definitely been more consistent than him so far, but the Jets are committed to that ceiling that Fields brings to the table. So for better or worse, I think they know there's more of a risk with him compared to a guy like Tyrod Taylor, but they're willing to ride that out because they want to see if they could give him that chance to tap into the ceiling that he had coming into the league.
How much of a buy-in is there from Garrett Wilson after what we saw with him and Rodgers last year?
Yeah, he sounds bought in. And obviously his college quarterback coming back helps that a little bit. But you know, he's spoken very highly of Aaron Glenn. He signed that contract extension for the 4 years, $130 million. And you know, obviously a number like that is going to be enticing. But it sounds like he's bought in. He's had a strong camp. There's not a lot of competition in that receiver room for him, so he's going to have another very high target season. And Justin Fields has been good with his wide receiver ones, if you look at what DJ Moore did with him a couple years ago. So Garrett Wilson should be in for a strong year. He seems committed to the team and to Aaron Glenn, and it's just really beyond that where the rest of the passing attack, passing damage going to come from.
How's our guy Braylon Allen doing, the former Badger running back? I was seeing during OTAs and stuff some positive stuff on Braylon Allen. How does he fit into the Jets' plans going forward here as we get ready for Packers and Jets this weekend?
Yeah, he's got a good outlook for this season. Ever since Aaron Glenn was hired, he's spoken about wanting to have a committee backfield offensively. It's something that he saw the benefits of in Detroit with Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery. And the Jets also have Isaiah Davis, a fifth-round pick last year, along with Braylon Allen and Breece Hall. But Allen looks like he's going to be second in that order right now. We'll see how close he is to Hall. Is that 50-50? Is it more like 50-40 type of split? But he's going to have a featured role for sure, and I think we'll see a lot of him near the goal line. It's something the Jets didn't do nearly enough of last year for how clearly skilled he is in that area. But I think he is definitely in for a big year, especially when it comes to red zone.
So what are the weaknesses? What are we talking about here going into this game against Green Bay and going into the regular season? What are Jets fans wanting to see some of this preseason to give them encouragement going into the season?
Yeah, I think outside of quarterback, and, you know, we'll see if Justin Fields plays. They haven't, Aaron Glenn hasn't revealed anything yet in regards to their plans. Some hope from Justin Fields is the biggest thing if he does get out there and play, which I think he will at some point. We'll see if it happens this weekend. But beyond that, wide receiver, as I just said, you have Garrett Wilson, great player at the top, but huge question marks with the depth behind him. And then defensively, the interior defensive line next to Quinnen Williams is a question mark. At safety, you have some questions there. So I would say wide receiver, defensive tackle, and then also the edge depth as well defensively is a big one.
Thank you so much for coming on, man. I appreciate it. Looking forward to seeing if the Packers starters play or not. Matt LaFleur saying earlier today that he has an idea of what he wants to do, and he's telling his guys just to stay ready and be ready in case he asks them to play on Saturday. I'm looking forward to seeing if the Jets will send the regulars out as well. Michael Naniak, co-owner of JetsXFactor.com. Follow him on Twitter at JetsXFactor and, of course, on Twitter at Michael_Naniak. Michael, thanks so much, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.